Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, Mighty Mommy here, and I'm ready to share some quick and dirty parenting tips with you that will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Today's episode is all about easy ways to save money during the school year and beyond. I'm your host, Cheryl Butler. Right now, millions of families across the country are all focused on a common goal, transitioning their kids from vacation mode to a brand new school year. And along with getting back into a more structured school year routine, we're also spending more time and money shopping for supplies, new clothes, electronics, and a multitude of other odds and ends that our kids will need to kick off another year of learning and adventures. One thing we can all agree on is that it costs families a small fortune to take care of even these basic back-to-school necessities, never mind everything else that will come up throughout the rest of the year, even for one child. According to a business report from CNN Money, it will cost an estimated $241,080 for a middle-income couple to raise a child born last year for 18 years. This is based on a recent U.S. Department of Agriculture report. That's up almost 3% from 2011, and that does not even include the cost of college. These staggering figures can truly take your breath away. And as a parent of 8 kids, 3 of whom are in college, I know that raising kids ain't cheap. To help, I'm going to share 10 easy ways that you can start saving money today. Now, whether you have one child or 8 like I do, if you begin implementing some of these simple strategies that I'm about to share, you'll soon hear some extra ka-ching in your bank account. Tip number 1, save on energy costs. The average U.S. household spends about $1,900 a year on energy costs, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. And they say that this is anywhere from 5 to 10% of your residential electricity is sapped by devices that are plugged in 24 hours a day. Experts say that while most plugged-in appliances generally only eat up low levels of electricity, just about a watt or two, some electronics like computers and TVs, which most of our families are plugged into nearly 24/7, consume a lot more power, even when they're just in standby mode. And it's the cumulative effect of having so many devices plugged in around the clock that can really add up, hurting your efforts to be both eco-friendly and cost-conscious. So here is a quick rundown of a dozen household appliances and electronics you should unplug if you can to save both energy and money. Desktop computers, laptop computers, TVs, DVD players and VCRs, modems, cable TV boxes, cordless phones, stereos and radios, coffee makers, lamps, toasters, iPods and electronic gadgets sapping energy from plug-in transformers. Listen, we started by unplugging just our toaster, phone chargers, and laptop computers. And within 6 months, we had saved nearly $450 on our electric bill. Ka-ching! Tip number two, book, CD, and DVD swap. You can very easily and cheaply swap the books, CDs, and DVDs you've grown bored with using the internet. Just use sites like Paperback Swap and clean out your media collection by trading them with others online. You'll soon get a flood of new books or CDs and DVDs to enjoy, mailed right to you for free. Ka-ching! Tip number three, stop buying bottled water. If you're looking for a simple way to help the environment and save some money, then cutting back on bottled water is a great place to start. Recent statistics show that the annual spending in this country of bottled water is $11.8 billion, and that the number of plastic bottles used per person annually is 167 bottles. We now buy reusable insulated bottles made from recyclable products that our kids use throughout the school year for sports or even just at home. This has helped us cut the cost of our weekly grocery budget without even giving it a second thought. Ka-ching! Tip number four, forget movie theater concessions. If you think the price of movie tickets is bad, then you need to take a good look at how much the popcorn, soda, and other goodies at the concession stand are going to set you back. My family usually takes in a movie once every couple of months. But before we go, we stop at our local drugstore or dollar store and get our favorite treats to bring with us. Yes, I know, we're not supposed to bring in food from home when going to the theater. But the majority of families I know bring in the items like granola bars, mini-sized candy treats, or juice boxes or water to make it affordable. Ka-ching! Tip number five, save on groceries. Your monthly grocery bill is most likely one of the biggest line items in your family's budget. Clipping coupons is an obvious way to save some cash, but that usually only applies to name brand packaged foods. You could buy generic, but that still comes in a box or a can. What about trying to feed your family fresh food on a budget? Rather than spending hours and hours on extreme couponing, try practical couponing instead. To get started with practical couponing, professional coupon blogger Jenny Sanford suggests finding a coupon blog that collects all of the weekly coupons for you, so all you have to do is print them out. Check out Deal Pro to find a local coupon blog in your area. I personally love connecting with coupon sites on Twitter and Facebook, like the Crazy Coupon Lady, who tweets out deals on all kinds of household and grocery items all week long. Ka-ching! Tip number six, stalk online sales. Sign up to receive emails from your favorite online websites. I shop the sales at Old Navy, Target, and Kohl's all year long. There are many stores, such as Kohl's, who offer in-store bucks, which can be used like cash to save you lots on an annual basis. Another wonderful online site that I regularly use is Zulily.com. The great deals you find at Zulily are limited-time offers. New offers launch every day, and they last about 72 hours. And when you sign up for free, you receive daily emails with previews of upcoming merchandise. I found this was a great way to save money on back-to-school clothing for my kids this year. Ka-ching! Tip number seven, visit the library regularly. The library isn't just a place to get books, you know. It's also a free place to do all sorts of things. You can learn foreign languages, use the internet anonymously, check out movies and DVDs, get free or discounted museum passes, read the local paper for free, and keep up on community events. And if you don't have any late fees, it won't cost you a cent. Ka-ching! Tip number eight, credit card tips. Call your credit card company and ask for a rate reduction. Take any of your credit cards that are carrying a balance, flip them over, and call the number on the back. Tell them that you want an interest rate reduction, or you might take your business elsewhere. If the person you talk to won't do it, ask to talk to a supervisor. If you have a $5,000 balance, Even a 3% rate reduction saves you $150 a year. Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask. And here's another tip. Remove your credit card numbers from your online accounts. It's easy to spend online when you have your card information stored in an account. Just click and buy. The best way to break this habit is to simply delete your card from the account. That way, when you're tempted to spend, you'll be forced to spend the time to look for your card, and this will give you some time to stop and think about that purchase before you do anything on impulse. Ka-ching! Tip number 9, car maintenance saves money. With all the driving parents do to shuttle their kids to their many activities, keeping up on some basic car maintenance can definitely be well worth your while. In addition to regular oil changes, clean your car's air filter. A clean air filter can improve your gas mileage by up to 7%, saving you more than $100 for every 10,000 miles you drive in an average vehicle. And, believe it or not, cleaning your air filter is easier than you might think. Just follow the instructions in your automobile's manual. And pump up those tires. Did you know that for every 2 PSIs, which are pounds per square inch, that your tires are below the recommended level, you lose 1% on your gas mileage? Most car tires are 5 to 10 PSI below the normal level. So that means that just by airing up your tires, you can improve your gas mileage by up to 5%. Ka-ching! And tip number 10, banking, cable, and service plans. Utilize online bills with your bank. This serves two purposes. First, it keeps you in much closer contact with your money, as you can keep a very close eye on your balance and be in much less danger of overdrafting. Second, it saves you money on stamps and paper checks by allowing you to fill in an online form, click submit, and then your bill has been paid. Improve your credit score. Did you know that a good credit score can save you thousands of dollars in interest on everything from a home loan and car loan to school loans and credit cards? If you've never focused on your credit score before, the place to start is to get your FICO score. Once you know where you stand, you can begin to improve your score and lower your interest payments. And get a rewards card. There are so many rewards cards that pay out in cash or points that can be redeemed for travel or products. Many of these cards don't have an annual fee, so look into those. And cancel the cable or satellite channels you don't watch. Many people with cable services are often paying for a premium package, but they rarely watch those extra channels. If you're not watching HBO, etc., all the time, it might be more feasible to rent a movie and put the cash back into your own pocket. And get rid of or pass on extended warranties. A $125 two-year extension plan on a $300 product just isn't worth it. Ka-ching! Do you have a money-saving tip that has been helpful to your family? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, happy parenting!
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.